This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Warriors are done, but where do they go from here? That's the question. Steph Curry is not getting any younger. He leaves this series against the Timberwolves with a hamstring strain. Jimmy Butler, he looked like he was aging. Now, he was battling some sort of illness. I don't know what, but he was sick. Draymond Green, looking older, has no scoring punch. Some of the big swings that they have taken, Wiseman, Kuminga, they haven't worked out as well as they were hoping for, especially with where they selected those guys.
Pretty much every draft pick they've had outside of Harrison Barnes has not worked out.
Pods has been pretty good.
That's fair.
Pods is pretty good. But where do they go from here? Because right now you're looking at a team going, how do you wiggle your way out of this?
Well, you've basically got, what, $125, $130 million tied up between Dre, Steph, Jimmy?
Next year, you will have Steph Curry at $59.5 million, Jimmy Butler at $54 million, and Draymond Green at $26 million. That's a lot of money.
$130 million between those guys, and you don't have any real draft capital.
All on the wrong side of 30.
Uh-huh. And you're not going to get anything. You might get a... you've got Jonathan Kuminga, who's going to be an RFA. And so you have the right to match whatever. But the only team out there with any real cash is the Brooklyn Nets. I don't think they're interested in the Jonathan Kuminga sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not going to keep Kuminga, which I don't know if you've watched Steve Kerr, not keeping Kuminga seems pretty high on his list of things to do this summer. Can you sign and trade Kuminga to a team for a viable veteran? I'm not talking about like a great player, but like somebody functional.
Okay.
Can you get somebody functional?
Somebody that fits a role better than Jonathan Kuminga does right now. Because the reality of it is he just doesn't.
No.
He does not fit it very well at all. And if you look at
feel IQ does not match what the Warriors demand.
The crazy thing about where the Warriors are at is that they have those three guys. Mm-hmm. They also have Buddy Hield at a insanely reasonable deal. He's under $10 million mm-hmm. a year. Buddy Hield is.
Yeah.
And he's dead eye shooter. But you, with all of your cap holds, because they will have a cap hold for Kuminga's restricted free agent, but also Gary Payton II, who gets paid under $10 million, Kayvon Looney, who gets paid under $10 million, mm-hmm. both of those guys are unrestricted free agents this year. Mm-hmm.
And Loondog means a lot to them.
And when you think of that, so Payton, Heald, Looney, Kuminga, all four of those guys who are major contributors to what they do mm-hmm. are all under $10 million per year. Mm-hmm. They still have the highest salary cap in the hit in the NBA heading into next season. They are dead last in cap space for heading into next year. And that is compounded by, in order to get Jimmy Butler, you do not have a first round pick in 2025. Mm-hmm. They don't have a first-round pick in this year's draft. Now, they do have all of their picks moving forward, and the one that really matters is a 2030 pick is going to Washington, but it's top 20 protected.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of a fake pick.
It's a very fake pick, and then it turns into a second. But they have, like, no second-round picks, like,
no.
at all.
No, they gave up five in the Wiseman-Gary Payton back deal, Wiseman out, that whole thing. So they don't have a ton of capital. Their team is very expensive. It's very old. And there's very clear things that they need. They need somebody else who can dribble, pass, and shoot.
They are $111 million over the cap.
Yeah. It's a lot. And a lot of that's cap hold stuff. But even beyond that, so number one, they need somebody else who can shoot. I mean, having the best shooter of all time affords you a lot of privileges, but when he's not out there and the burden is placed somewhere else, you can just see they fall apart. And yeah, you're always going to fall apart without your best player, but they just don't have anybody else who can shoot. So you got to get another guy who can not only shoot, but do their own creation. Beyond that, they need somebody with actual size. Kevon Looney is a medical marvel.
I think that might be a bigger issue than the shooting part, because you have Stephen Heald still.
Yeah, but you need size to be able to compete. You need wings. Like, you know, the Blazers and the Rockets and the Magic, they all need shooting, but there's a lot of teams in the league that they just need size, and you're seeing this. I'm always very interested in the beginning of CBAs, the styles that count, because CBAs define styles, be like limitations and things, that, and not only that, but obviously the player types and archetypes that are coming into the league. Who have we seen drafted over the last couple of years? 7'5" Victor Wembanyama. Cooper Flagg's a 6'8", 6'9", uber-athletic prototype big wing.
Alex Saar and Zachary Arizashe, both
Brandon
long,
Miller,
tall.
Like, you just look like Paolo Banchero, Jabari Smith Jr., Franz Wagner. Think about, like, this upcoming the draft that's coming in a month. Next year's draft, Darren Peterson, who Rob will enjoy at Kansas, is the first time we have had a guard who will no doubt go into this class as a potential number one overall pick since Markelle Fultz. But in that class, you have 6'9" A.J. DeBonsa. You've got 6'9" Cam Boozer. Like, it's big as hell.
Yeah, we're finally getting to the point, though, and this was the situation the Blazers were in for so long, right? Which was, why do they keep drafting 6'3 guards? Well, because where you were drafting is where that's all that's available there.
Yep.
Because everybody wants, at the top of the draft,
wings,
long, physical, rangy, mm-hmm. 3-and-D-type players that you can play against anybody.
Because if all of a sudden they develop a little, like, Jimmy Butler is literally that guy. He was taken 30th overall, was not a 3-and-D guy, but like a project defensive chip on his shoulder player.
He didn't have the three.
He couldn't shoot. Couldn't shoot coming out. But all of a sudden, year after year after year, more to his game, more to his game, more to his game. And that's where you get lucky, and that's the draft in a nutshell. But it's so hard to find that. It's hard to get size. And so you look at these young teams, you look at the Pistons, you look at the Magic, you look at the Rockets, you look at the Blazers. The things that the up-and-coming teams are all prioritizing, big, long, physical, and the Warriors have none of it.
Well, you mentioned young teams, too. The Warriors are also insanely old.
Old as hell.
You know, they're the third oldest roster in the NBA. Mm-hmm. Only behind the Phoenix Suns, which this is bonkers to think about. Do you know what the average age of the Suns is?
31?
No, 29.6, 29 and a half
yeah.
is the average age of the Phoenix Suns.
The Blazers, I think, it depends on how you look at it. If you look at just total average age versus average age by weighted minutes, which I use, that's the one I usually kind of go with. By weighted minutes, the Blazers, I think, were the third or the fourth youngest team in the league.
They are the eighth youngest team overall.
Overall, but like when you talk about weighted minutes.
At because, 25.
Yeah. And the
on the dot, 25 on the dot. Nice round number.
The Thunder were like 23.2 or something like that.
25.1.
Yeah, but again, by weighted minutes. But like that's what matters. Because if you've got somebody as old as balls sitting on your bench,
mm-hmm.
like that doesn't really matter.
Three oldest teams. Suns, Clippers at 29.1, and then the Warriors at 28.8. Then you have the Lakers, Kings, Mavericks, Knicks.
The Kings went from this young team to this old team very quickly.
Very, 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 very quickly. And if, on the flip side of that, the youngest team in the league is the Brooklyn Nets. But after that, this is where you go, oh, future might be bright in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Average age 24.5. And then you go to Utah's at 24.7 along with Detroit.
Yeah.
Good to be young. Good to be young and talented right there.
But I think
that's the biggest problem with the Warriors. Lack of size and really damn old.
Yeah.
And those two things are, this is a huge offseason for them without a first round pick and $111 million over the salary cap.
It's, we may be seeing, like, I don't think Steph's going to go anywhere. A couple years ago, 2 years ago, I think you might have seen when Klay left, when Draymond, I don't think people understand how close Draymond Green was to leaving. He had a deal on the table with the Memphis Grizzlies. It was going to happen until the very last minute that the Warriors brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
He had like a 4-year, I want to say it was $120 million deal with the Grizzlies. And they were, that was the thing, is like they were going to trade Brooks out to Houston and then sign Draymond.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.